world an illusion. Vedanta declares that the solid seeming world is not different from the dream world. The waking world also is an imaginary projection upon the reality, Brahman, a mere illusion. However, the world that a waker experiences is defined in time, space and causation. It is precise, accurate, whereas the world that a dreamer goes through is imprecise, inaccurate. These two worlds therefore differ in degree, not in kind, but both are illusions. The reality supporting them is Brahman. When you realize your Supreme Self, you get established in the Supreme Reality, Brahman. The illusory worlds of the waking, dream and deep sleep then disappear. What remains thereafter is Brahman alone. When a person is hypnotized, he sees a lake in his lounge. None else sees it. To the hypnotized, the lake is real. When dehypnotized, he does not see the lake anymore. So too, in the ignorance of your Supreme Self, you have hypnotized yourself to believe you are the body, mind and intellect. In that self-hypnosis, you see an imaginary world of things and beings. The world is just a hypnotic phenomenon. You must get off this self-hypnosis. Wake up. Realize your true self. The Supreme Reality reveals itself. The world is no more. Vedanta calls this world Maya. Ma means not, Ya means that. Maya literally means not that. You ask if the world is real. Vedanta says it is Maya, not that. No. How can the world be real when it is transient, fleeting, passing? The world does not exist at all times. It disappears in deep sleep. It is also said to dissolve completely upon self-realization. The world does not stand the test of reality. Reality is something that lasts forever. Therefore, the world cannot be real. Then, is the world unreal? Vedanta says, Maya, not that, no. It is not unreal either. Cannot be called unreal, for unreal means that which never existed, like the horns of a man. Man has never had horns. This cannot be applied to the world because the world exists for you now. Hence, it cannot be unreal. If the world is neither real nor unreal, can it then be partly real and partly unreal? Vedanta says, Maya, not that, no. World cannot be partly real and partly unreal for the reason that reality and unreality cannot coexist. Thus, the world you experience is neither real nor unreal, nor partly real or partly unreal. It is Maya, just a dream, an illusion. Analyze an erstwhile dream. The dreamer and the dream world appear simultaneously. The dreamer would never accept that his life has commenced a few minutes back. The dreamer declares he is 40 years old. He can account for those years in great detail. He goes over to his university and points out his name in the list of its alumni. He asks the principal of his high school to confirm his term therein. He even shows the municipal records wherein his birth was registered. Moreover, the dreamer swears the dream's sun and moon, the hills and dales, rivers and lakes have been there for ages. The dreamer considers everything in the dream to be real. Yet, with all those proofs, the dream has lasted only 4 minutes. Now, carefully scrutinize your waking state. You, as the waker and the waking world that you experience, appear simultaneously. The waker declares emphatically that he is 50 years old. Like the dreamer, the waker also has a history of his own and can account for his entire life, bring up his university, high school and birth registration exactly as the dreamer has done, and substantiate the period of 50 years with proofs akin to those of the dreamer. With amazing similarity, the waker also swears by the world of the waking state that it has existed for ages. He pledges the sun and moon, the hills and dales, rivers and lakes in the waking state have all been there forever. The nature of the experience he goes through is not any different from that of the dream. Both the waker and the dreamer swear by the world that each experiences. Even as the one negates the other world, Vedanta declares that you, now as the waker, cannot claim any more reality of this waking world than you, earlier as the dreamer, had claimed of the dream world.